This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is July 11, 2008. I'm going to share today about Jesus' concern that those that believe in him and follow him, that are his disciples, would not be deceived. When Jesus was describing the end times and the great destruction about Jerusalem, the temple, and that nation, not one stone upon another, and his disciple was following him that day, said, "Well, when will the sign of those things be? And when will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus, as recorded in Matthew 24, verse 4, said, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." And it goes on. Why are people deceived? Well, there's a reason why people are deceived. And Jesus is talking to you and I to take heed to yourself, lest you believe something that's not true and go the wrong way, believing something that's not true. And many will believe the liars, seducers, enticers. So Jesus urges us, take heed to yourself, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. You know that God himself will literally use people that are lying to deceive people that aren't right with him, that aren't sincere, that aren't motivated properly. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? But it's the truth. It's recorded in the scripture. And many times God would deceive people that had idols in their heart or were insincere. They weren't really lovers of the truth. In Ezekiel 14 and following, it talks about the elders of Israel and what was going on in the condition of the religious system in that day. God was displeased. And it says in verse 2, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of all by them? Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that sets up idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that comes according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that travels in Israel, that separates himself from me, and sets up his idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and then comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself. I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Verse 9, "And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity, and punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeks unto him. That the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I be their God, says the Lord God." Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to fear the Lord, respect God, don't play a religious game before him. Because God isn't fooled by the way things appear on the outside. The Lord Jesus Christ has eyes of fire, and he tries men's hearts, and he weighs the motive. He's not fooled by talk, smooth talk. He looks at the fruit of our life. How do we yield our life? Are we seeking to glorify him? Are we people of truth? Or do we create an illusion called hypocrisy, an act? God won't play games with that. So we see here in Ezekiel chapter 14 following that God would deceive the people that were insincere, had idols in their heart, And he'd literally have them, as they would go to, feignedly go to a prophet to hear from God. God would send a false message according to the idol that's in that person's heart and speak back to that erring one to deceive them. So if you have something in your heart that's a false god, a sin, an idol, and you refuse to repent and you're playing a game, God just may let you hear from a prophet who speaks a lie to deceive you. So should you ought to fear the Lord. Repent, put away your gods, your idols, for there are many in the land. The worst of which is to be self-centered, selfish. There was a king over Israel named Saul. And God gave him specific instructions, and he disobeyed. He rationalized. And God called Samuel to rebuke that king. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it says, "And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." God's not looking for you to rationalize and look at the benefit of doing your own thing, your own sin, and finding some good that happened. God's looking for you to obey his voice. Do as he says. Is he your Lord? Jesus would say, "Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things I say?" 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." Listen, to be rebellious before God is like divination, falsehood. And to be self-willed, stubborn, insolent is as iniquity and idolatry. This is what the cross is all about. Jesus is our example. He came out to do his own will, but the will of him that sent him. We lay down our life. We come to the cross. We take our life and let it be crucified to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we be buried in like manner with him. But as he was resurrected by the glory of the Father, even so should we walk in newness of life. From now on, we don't serve the flesh. We don't serve our own agenda or our own will. We don't serve the gods of this world. We serve the Lord. It's the most wonderful news of liberation. Because if you sin, you will die. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And Romans 6 is clear. You either yield yourself unto sin, unto death, or you yield yourself under life by walking in the Spirit. It's a marvel how God's created a new creation. We are talking today, why are people deceived? Why? But we've seen that if you pursue not the Lord, people have more interest in other things other than the Lord himself. But out of sensation, the desire to know and the desire to experience, they pursue esoteric and ethereal things. And God will let them be deceived. Take heed to yourself, is what Jesus said. We need to be anchored in the truth, or we'll be lost in lust. God uses the false to separate the true from the false. God is separating the sheep from the goats. God is not a liar. He will not call someone that is walking in sin, he will not call them a righteous one. People choose what they want and what they'll be. And the bottom line is it the Lord that you really want? Are you really wanting to serve the Lord? Will you really submit to him? Or are you just using him for what you want? You know, people stay on the throne of their own life. Selfish, self-centered, self-seeking, and self-promoting. It's nothing different than idolatry that chooses and uses the god of their choice for the benefits of the god they select. And then they go on their own merry way. God's not an idol. He's not someone you can use for your own things. God is the God, the true God. God will allow a person to be deceived by false prophets and spirits, and they'll speak according to the lust that's in their own heart. God allows Jezebel to come on the scene to seduce the people from with fornication in idolatrous ways. The Lord gives them all that are enticed a space to repent. If they don't or won't, they're all thrown into the same bed together to die together. It's time to fear the Lord and give him glory. How can a religious circle, you know, not have the voice of God? How can it be that when what God is truly saying isn't even heard in many of the religious circles in Christianity? What is the Spirit saying to the churches? The Lord's saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Make ready the people for the coming of the Lord. If any one of us does not truly desire the Lord, the fountain of living water, we will settle for any broken cistern that cannot contain any good thing. The end of that is sparsity, lack, and death. The false religious system uses God and uses Jesus. They've not submitted to him. He's not their Lord. They have their own agenda, one which is self-centered and man-centered, humanistic, universal, but denying the lordship of Jesus Christ. The false religious system joins with the rebelling leaders of man, as Psalms 2 declares, and it was seen with the early church recorded in Acts chapter 4. We are about to see a replay of this event. The same dynamics are in operation. There will come an alliance of earthly leaders so rebellious as to literally make war against the Lamb and his followers. People are in the valley of decision. People are deciding and choosing their God, their path, and their eternal state. People either want the Lord and repent before him, or they will not. Lust of the flesh leads people into wanting to experience the forbidden. They want to know. They want to experience. This is why the occult draws so many into its clutch, the secret. Those who pursue this vein become vain and gloat in arrogance. This is the opposite of the way of Christ. True prophets speak what is from the Father. It's his voice and his word. False prophets emanate their own spirit and soul, even spirits of Satan. It will come to pass that even prophets of God will forsake the Lord, being drawn away by some unrepented sin of the flesh. When they continue to resist the conviction of the Spirit, they fortify their way in sin and thus become cut off from the Lord. They lose the heart of God. They lose the word of God. They become lost by too many times. They will continue to speak in the name of the Lord. It becomes false. They become false. And because they are misled and deceived, they literally will steal the true word of the Lord from the true ministers seeking to stay in the prophetic realm. Watch out! This is exactly what Jeremiah the prophet has told us in Jeremiah 23 and verse 30. This is the time for all of us to fear the Lord. Repent and be sincere before him. Love the truth. Be truthful. Go to the fountain of living waters and worship him. Delight in the Lord. Forsake the false gods. Forsake the ways of the flesh. And do not seek to know without seeking the one who is the truth himself. Don't seek spirituality without being crucified and quickened by the Spirit himself. It will destroy you if you're not devoted from your heart to the Lord. Let's let our prayer be, Lord, unite my heart to fear your name.